treachery and treason.
Dr. Gulliver, wake up! The palace is on fire!
What?
You must help us! Hurry!
What? I'm coming!
The tiny Lilliputians were running here and there, passing buckets of water the size of thimbles. They were useless against the huge flames.
Quick, Gulliver! You've got to help us! Where's your jacket? You can use it to smother the flames.
I haven't got it. I was in such a rush.
Oh, no.
Wait. I've got an idea. I drank a lot of wine last night, and I really need to...
Splashing on me! What a terrible smell!
The fire was out in minutes. I didn't wait for thanks, but hurried home to sleep. I was a hero. Or so I thought. I learnt much later that the Queen was horrified by the way I'd extinguished the fire, even though Flimnap explained to her that if it hadn't been for me, the palace would have burnt down. She refused to return to her rooms, even though they were thoroughly cleaned, and she swore to have revenge. In the meantime, before I heard how angry the Queen was, I continued to enjoy the hospitality of the Lilliputians. They made me shirts and bed linen. 300 cooks prepared my daily food. I ate a lot to impress the king, but later learnt that Skyresh used this against me, persuading the king that I was bankrupting the country. I got used to my life of comfort in Lilliput, and ideas about escape faded away. But late one evening, Flimnap arranged to meet me outside the city walls. We met in secret, in the light of the moon.
Gulliver, you are in serious danger. No one knows I'm here. I've come to warn you, as you are my friend. Skyresh and the Queen are plotting your downfall. They've drawn up a list of your crimes.
Crimes? What crimes?
They're accusing you of high treason.
Treason? But what did I do against the state? I'm a hero in Lilliput.
Well...
As I found out, Skyresh had been plotting against me.
The law clearly states that whoever passes water in the palace is committing an act of high treason.
Yes, Skyresh, but the palace would have burnt down if Gulliver hadn't urinated on it.
No. It was a malicious act meant to shame the Queen.
It's true. The Queen is extremely unhappy about the whole situation.
Yes, Your Majesty. There are rumours.
Rumours? About what?
About Gulliver and the wives of some of the ministers.
Those are just rumours. There's no proof.
I was outraged. But I saved the palace. I knew Skyresh hated me from the start. I don't know why.
Yes, and he hates you even more now you've defeated the Blefuscu Navy. He's admiral of the Lilliput fleet, and your victory makes him look weak. He now has the support of the Queen and several other ministers. It's serious, Gulliver.
What are they going to do?
Punish you.
We'll set his house on fire so that he burns to death. We'll fire poisoned arrows at his face and hands and smear his shirts and sheets with deadly poison so that he dies in agony.
Your Majesty! He has saved us from invasion.
It does seem a little harsh, Skyresh. I have always been a fair and just ruler. We won't execute him. We'll just blind him. My doctors will put poisoned arrows into his eyes as he's lying down.
But your majesty, you will still have to feed him. In fact, he might eat more when he's blind.
We'll feed him less and less each day so that he becomes weak and dies of starvation.
Very well, your majesty. There is no time to lose. I will arrange for the blinding to take place in 3 days.
The king's judgment seemed neither fair nor just. I used to trust the Lilliputians, but now time was short. As the sun rose the following day, I swam across to Blefuscu. There, on the beach, I spotted a rowing boat of my size. The Blefuscans helped me make huge oars, and 10 days later, I was ready. I set off with 6 tiny cows and sheep in my pockets, and not a moment too soon. In the distance, I could see the Lilliputian ships setting sail for Blefuscu. They were coming after me. I longed for England and my family. After a day at sea, I spotted an English ship returning from Japan. The captain did not believe my amazing stories, but was amazed when I showed him the miniature sheep and cows. On arriving back in England, I was delighted to be reunited with my family. But as time went on, I wanted to return to the waves, and I set sail once again on a new voyage. Little did I know, I would soon face terrible horrors.